Welcome. I'm Kathleen Pearl. This is Sacrifice of Fire, the fire offering for atonement, cleansing by fire, God saving the unsavable. Father, we just thank you and praise you in the mighty name of Jesus and by the power of your Ruach HaKodesh, your Holy Spirit. We ask that because of the blood of Yeshua, we can enter in. Lord, that you would anoint the eyes of those to see, the ears of those to hear, and the hearts of those to understand, that they might repent and be healed and brought into your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let's begin with Malachi 3, 1 through 4. Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek. Okay, so the messenger is preparing the way before God, and the Lord whom you seek. So the prerequisite here is that you have to be seeking the Lord, will suddenly come to his temple. Even the messenger of the covenant, messenger, capital M, this gives it a divine right of the covenant, in whom you delight. Behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like a launderer's soap. He will sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. He will purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer to the Lord an offering of righteousness. Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasant to the Lord. This has to do with Judah and Jerusalem, those who are in that camp, tribe, position. The sons of Levi are those who offer offerings to the Lord. That's what they're talking about. And God's going to purge them. The messenger of the covenant is going to purge them as in a fire, or as with soap, as silver purged and gold. Then they may offer the offerings to the Lord in righteousness. Now they are not offering the righteous offerings of the Lord. Therefore, it is the sons of Levi, typifying the leadership of the body of Christ, those who offer the sacrifices and the offerings, that are going to go become the sacrifice. They're going to go through the fire. They will be purged. Let's look a little bit further in Isaiah 54:16. Behold, I have created the smith that blows the coals in the fire and that brings forth an instrument for his work, the smith's work. And I have created the waster to destroy. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against you in judgment you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, says the Lord. All right. God created the smith that makes the fire, and it brings forth the instrument of his work, like a spear, a shield, a weapon of war. I have created the waster to destroy. That there's a time and a season for everything. There's a time for peace. There's a time for war. And he has created the waster to destroy, the destruction, the abomination that causes destruction. Even God has created that. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. This is the servants of the Lord. And every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And who? What are the servants of the Lord? Their righteousness is of me, says the Lord. In other words, God has released his righteousness and his standard. And that's how you define who the servant of the Lord is. And this is their heritage. That no weapon, even the waster that God has created, shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up in judgment, you shall condemn. Even through the purging of the Levitical priesthood, the servants of the Lord. And the scripture was before that in Isaiah 54 talks about storm lashed and afflicted city, that these storms that rage around are bringing perfection and a beautiful city of fine gems. Now in the New Testament, let's look at this fire. Although before we go there, I want to look at the fire offering in Leviticus, the first offering to the Lord for atonement, the sacrifice or the purging of the flesh. Leviticus 1:3. This is the first offering in the offerings that the priest came to make to give to the Lord, the sacrificial offerings. For what? For righteousness. This, if the offering is a burnt sacrifice of the herd, let him offer a male without blemish. He shall offer it of his own free will at the door of the tabernacle of meeting before the Lord. Then he shall put his hand on the head of the burnt offering, and it will be accepted on his behalf to make atonement for him. The priest is bringing this male without blemish to the tabernacle of meeting before the Lord, and he puts his hand on the head of the burnt offering. And that is a he's laying hands on him. There's a transmission of his sins. He's saying, this lamb is going in place of me to be burnt in order to deal with my unrighteousness, my sins. And it will be accepted on his behalf to make atonement for him. In other words, to purge him of his sins. He shall kill the bull before the Lord and the priest, Aaron's sons, and shall bring the blood and sprinkle the blood all around the altar that is by the door of the tabernacle of meeting. And he shall skin the burnt offering and cut it into pieces. And the sons of Aaron the priest shall put fire on the altar and lay wood in order on the fire. And then the priest, Aaron's son, shall lay the parts, the head and the fat, in order on the wood that it is on the fire upon the altar. But he shall wash his entrails and his legs with water, and the priest shall burn all on the altar as a burnt sacrifice, an offering made by fire, a sweet aroma to the Lord. This is for atonement. This is to make atonement for sins. But there is only one acceptable atonement and one offering. These were just signs. These were just examples pointing to the once and for all sacrifice, Yeshua, who was the lamb slaughtered for our sins and makes atonement. Let's look at, in the New Testament, John 3:16. All right, John 3:16. John answered, saying to all, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I is coming, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to loose. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. The Holy Spirit's fire is a cleansing fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly clean out his threshing floor and gather the wheat into his barn. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. Here, this is the separating of the chaff and the wheat. This is the separating of sin out of God's body, out of the wheat. The Holy Spirit and the fire of the Holy Spirit is this baptism is what cleanses us. We become the fire offering as we submit to God and fulfill his will. And he separates us. He cleanses us on the threshing floor. He separates the chaff, the things that are unacceptable to him. And they are thrown into unquenchable fire. That means, then that could be hell. It is hell. There's no other unquenchable fire in the scriptures. In Matthew 3:8, therefore, bear fruits worthy of repentance, and do not think to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father. For I say to you that God is able to raise up children to Abraham from these stones. Remember, Abraham was a pagan in Chaldea. And he came out of pagan religion. And even now, the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I, John the Baptist says, indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. That's for cleansing. Okay? But he is separating. But he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I'm not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hands, and he will thoroughly clean out his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. He will consume it till it exists no more. The sin, the chaff in your life, in my life, those who seek the Lord and are making these offerings in the Lord's righteousness. Let us look at this scripture, Mark 9:5. This is about the chaff or the sin in our life. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It's better for you to enter life lame rather than having 2 feet, to be cast into hell, into fire that shall never be quenched, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. Unquenchable fire. Hell. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye rather than having 2 eyes to be cast into hell fire, where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. For everyone will be seasoned with fire, and every sacrifice will be seasoned with salt. Salt is good, but if the salt loses its flavor, how will you season it? Have salt in yourselves and have peace with one another. So we will go through the fire, and every sacrifice, we will have salt on us. And we will be seasoned and keep our flavor so that we know how to answer and be that testimony of righteousness and acceptable. You have to have salt on your meat to eat it, to stop it from corrupting. That is the purpose of salt.